Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. Calling out the troublemakers and the ones that aren't producing saves you more than you think in the long run.
Really?
And I'm not just talking about cows.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
There's a lot to be said about
we need
that.
To be doing some calling. Ooh, okay. All right.
Natural selection.
That's right.
No longer exists.
We need to take all the warning labels off.
OSHA.
And just let natural selection take its course.
I blame the safety department.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
Okay, you ready?
What you got?
Sven and Ole are riding back along with us here
favorite again.
Yeah, that's right. Ole was talking to his brother Sven, who lived next door, and uh-huh. Sven said, "You know, Ole, you and Lena, you just better get some curtains." He says, "Why is that?" He says, "Well, last night I saw you and Lena, well, you know." And Ole thought for a while, and he says, "Ha," he says, "the yoke's on you." He says, "I wasn't even home last night."
Oh, dear.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Definitely better get some curtains.
The judge had just awarded a divorce to Lena, who had charged non-support. The judge said to Ole, "I have decided to give your wife $800 a month for support."
Uh-huh.
Ole, he says, "Well, that's just fine." He says, "And once in a while, I'll chip in a few bucks myself."
Go right ahead.
Yeah, you do it.
I'll help when I can.
Right. Yeah. Ole's neighbor, Sven, had a boy, Sven Jr., who came home one day and asked, "Papa, I've got the biggest feet in the third grade. Is that because I'm Norwegian?" He says, and then Sven says, "No, it's because you're 19.
That explains it.
Yep.
No, you're 19. No.
Yeah, right. Sven says to Ole, "Ole, stand in front of the car and tell me if das turn signal is working."
Uh-huh.
Ole, he says, "Yeah."
"Yes."
"No."
"No."
"Yeah."
"Yeah."
"No."
"No."
"Yeah."
You need some blinker fluid.
Needs blinker fluid. Needs some 710.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. And did you know, poor Ole, he was so cheap.
Yeah.
That when his airplane landed, he says, "Well, there goes that $5 down the drain for that flight insurance."
There goes.
Yeah, I know that.
That
coming
anyway.
One fine spring day, Ole decided to take Lena for a drive in his new car. Mm-hmm. As they were driving through town, the policeman pulled them over because Ole was doing 50 in a 30.
Oh, shame on
him.
Yeah,
yeah. "Oh, no," protested Ole. "I was only doing 30. "No, you were doing 50, replied the cop. "Really, I was only doing 30. "Well," bellowed the cop, "I clocked you at 50. At that point, Lena, sitting in the back seat and trying to be helpful, spoke up and says, "Officer, you really shouldn't argue with Ole when he's been drinking."
That's right.
That's right, yeah.
You tell him, Lena.
Tell him, Lena, yeah. You know, poor Ole wore both of his winter jackets when he painted the house last July.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Both?
Yeah. Well, the direction said, you know, to put on two coats.
You're
right, yeah, right. I know.
What color?
All right. Let's see. Ole was staggering home one night after he was at the tavern. The Lutheran minister saw him and offered to help him get home safely. As they approached the house, Ole asked the minister to step inside for a moment. He explained, "I want Lena to see who I've been out with."
Come on in for
yeah,
just a minute.
Right. Yeah, right. You know, I want her to know who I've been out partying with, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, got a great show coming.
Oh, yay.
The Rifters are riding along with us. Cousin Rodney has some poetry.
Yeah.
Sons of the San Joaquin, Texas Trailhands. Let's start with R.W. Hampton, Shortgrass.
I'm leaving to go back home where the short grass grows. I'm going where the short grass grows. The blue mountains rise and the wind always blows. A place big enough for a man to dream. Back home where the short grass grows. The Lord never painted a prettier sky, almost as blue as the blue of her eyes. When we shared our love by the piñon fire's glow, back home where the short grass grows. I'm going where the short grass grows. Blue mountains rise and the wind always blows. A place big enough for a man to dream. Back home where the short grass grows. Where the ponies run wild like the wind in her hair. When I close my eyes I can almost be there. I can see my love awaiting where that old sweet water flows. Back home where the short grass grows. I'm going where the short grass grows. Blue mountains rise and the wind always blows. A place big enough for a man to dream. Back home where the short grass grows.
Where the short grass is a-waving to a turquoise sky above. The aspen-covered hills guard the country that I love. I'm going where the short grass grows. The blue mountains rise and the wind always blows. A place big enough for a man to dream. Back home where the short grass grows. My home where the short grass grows. The short grass grows.
Yes, sirree, Bob, out where the short grass grows.
Short grass.
Yeah, he must be talking about our country.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show. Sure glad you're riding along with us this week.
Holy cow.
I'm on it.
I'm on it.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you say when you haven't done it yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, take your cowboy hat off
for a
minute.
Yeah, okay.
And put your intellectual hat back on.
Oh, really?
Put it on.
I've seemed to lost mine.
I don't know where mine is.
Okay.
So if you break this down.
Yes.
I'm on it.
Yes.
Does that mean you're looking at it?
Yeah.
Are you working at
it? You've forgotten.
Have you touched it?
Have you touched it yet? I've forgotten all about it, and thanks for the reminder.
And what is it?
Oh, man, no kidding. That reminds me of Daryl Reed. He's a great cowboy cartoonist, and he did that that cartoon for the Full Nelson Chewing that we've got hanging on our wall. And I was going to use that for a CD cover, and so I called him one time and says, "Hey, how you coming with that that drawing?"
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He says, "Whoa!" He says, "I'm just about finished." Yeah. He says, "All I got to do is start."
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, which is 99.9% of the time.
I'm just about there. All I got to do is start and finish.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on it.
Yeah. You know, people ask me this all the time at work.
Yeah.
Where are we at on this?
I'm on it.
You know, and you have to give the look.
Yeah.
You look up and to the right and go, thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I'll get on it right now.
Either that, or you just say, "Oh, it's almost done."
It's almost done. All I got to
do is start and finish.
I got to remember that one.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. Well, and it brings up the other point. You know, if your wife asks you to do something for her, you don't have to keep nagging him every 6 months. Okay, he'll get it done. All right,
it'll happen eventually. Yeah.
You know, I'm better if I'm under a time constraint.
Yeah, don't tell me there's no rush. So do not tell me that. No.
Don't tell me that.
No, yeah. No.
That's like Baxter Black's poem about the horseshoer. They were expecting the shoer on Tuesday.
Yeah, right.
Right, and he never showed up, so they called him, and he said, "Well, which Tuesday did you mean?"
Yeah, no kidding.
All right.
So there's another one next week.
Right. Right? Yeah. Be specific.
Well, really?
Yes.
We are shooting ourselves right in the foot here.
I know.
You know that.
I know it. I hope our wives aren't listening.
Mine
to this,
doesn't listen anyway.
No, neither does mine.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
But you have to explain what it is. Okay? We are not mind readers.
Yeah. You know, okay, let's go there, shall we? Absolutely. Subtle hints do not work.
No.
Obvious hints do not work.
No.
You got to come right out and say, "This is it.
This is what it
is. This is what it is, and I expect it done this day."
Right.
Yes, okay. Yes. Let's ditch out to a commercial. When we come back, Texas Trailhands are going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.